news, info, stuff from all over the sea.
Sci-Sign, the radio show with your host Axel and Aki.
All right, let's have coffee. And here we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome for the very first Zine Magazine podcast at Bitfellas radio show thing that we're doing. I'm here with Axel of Brainstorm and Vincenzo of I'm not really sure what group, but I'll say Conspiracy for now. Maybe I'm very wrong and he's gonna get very angry at me. I'm Aki from many demo groups, but I'll stick to Limp Ninja for now. And we're gonna talk about demo scene stuff today.
Not gonna be that serious at all. I mean, it's just we're just trying to do some messing around here, and we'll see how far we get with this one.
Yeah, but we make it sound very serious. So, Axel, I hear you have information about the SIGGRAPH in the United States graphics.
Yeah, that's actually one thing that we announced today. That's going to be a huge thing at SIGGRAPH, and that's going to include a demo show, if you like, with two reels that will be shown as part of SIGGRAPH 08 in August.
And all right. Maybe there are people out there that have no idea what SIGGRAPH is.
Basically, it's a conference about anything that goes with computer graphics. That
excellent.
Includes research, it includes CGI from blockbuster movies, special effects, anything. And there's there are several shows, presentations, things you can get yourself educated about. And as part of the Nokia Theater that is going to be hosting place for 7,000 people, there's going to be a demo reel that is split into two reels. And each one is 20 minutes. And that's going to be presented in this Nokia Theater at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I think people, if you're close by there, you should definitely stop by and have a look. I can give you some of the demos that will be shown.
Yeah, because this is going to be two showings of different demos, right?
Yes,
so the first showing has different demos than the second showing.
Mm-hmm. And basically, the criteria. Yes, that's correct. The criteria basically were that they need to be very visually appealing. The graphics should be good, and that's why we basically we decided not to go with the old school productions for this or too limited productions, basically because the people there are very having high expectations for visuals, but it's very impressive to them that what can be done in 4K or what can be done in 64K. That's something that they completely are unaware of, you know, sometimes.
And this is like purely informational event for SIGGRAPH, like demo scene outreachy kind of.
Yeah, it's doing in addition, we're doing a panel discussion to the demo reel, because the people from SIGGRAPH asked us whether we would be up for getting on stage talking about how demos are done. And that's also one of the big things that will be taking place there, is we have Kevin Mack, who's very well known for movies or the visual effects of movies like Fifth Element, Fight Club, Apollo 13. He won an Oscar for What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. He made Big Fish with Tim Burton, Vanilla Sky, and the Speed Racer movie with the Matrix brothers. And that's something he's very interested in the demo scene, it turned out. And so we're going to have a panel discussion with him, because he wants to know how demos are made. And we are having on stage their IQ from RGBA, and Isma from XS, and S-Tech from Brainstorm and Trailer Park Demos. And they're going to discuss this with him there on stage.
That is very impressive. An award-winning movie maker participating in a demo scene.
That was actually a very big surprise, because the people there from SIGGRAPH, they said, yeah, we know someone who can, you know, talk to you guys on stage. And I was like, who's that?
and just one guy.
I had to Google it up and say, well, okay, he's working at Sony Pictures Imageworks. That's quite something. God.
This is resume. Oh, what the hell? Because it's impressive, right?
Yeah. It was really, really impressive. So,
and he has heard of the demo scene before, or he's just really interested in it?
Yeah, actually, he's doing some abstract mathematical art as well. And his son knew about the demo scene, and he explained it to him and what it's all about. And he was really impressed by, you know, thinking, the mathematics behind it, the whole basically communication between sound and music of demos. And because it's very different to what he does in movies. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about a narrative. He doesn't have to worry about story in a demo. Or he was like, okay, this is a completely different thing. It's visually very impressive, but it's completely of the opposite that he does at the movie. And he doesn't have to worry there. And he needs to take care of characters and whatnot. And we don't really. And that's very interesting to him. So.
Oh, this is very interesting. And he's going to be there for both showings? Is there going to be a panel?
The panel will be after his presentation. So the demo scene, the reels will be shown on August 12th and on August 13th. And the panel discussion will be on August 14th. So there will be more information about this on either here on BitFellows. You can find more information about this. Yeah, so just log on there and you will find all the details there. We'll probably also post it on Puit. So you should be finding it there as well.
And it will be flamed to bits by people, and pictures of kittens will be posted.
Yes.
and you had the listings of the demo reels of what you've been shown.
Yeah, so we're going to be showing the opening of the show will be making Atrium, also for reasons of Lemus passing away. We thought this would be appropriate. It was also a nice coincidence that everything, you know, that the reel was set up like this in the end and that we still could make this change. So that's going to be a bit in as a tribute to him. We're then continuing with Challenger Deep, then Media Error by Fairlight in the Orange, and Chromosphere, and Masagin, or however you pronounce this.
Masagin, I think.
Masagin?
Or something. I don't know. Yeah, Masagin, like in the beginning of the demo, from Panic, right? From Farbrush. Yeah,
exactly, that's going to be the first reel, and then the second reel. There's a lot of ASD in there, there's Metamorphosis opening. Following with Beyond the Walls of Eryx, then we have Debris, Farbrush, Route 1066 by Yucasine All-Stars, and Life Force making the closing of the second reel as well. there was no way around Debris and Life Force.
No, those are like every non-demo scener that I show Life Force is impressed, so fair enough. That's the one you have to show.
Yeah, I think so too. And that should be interesting to have the feedback also from the Sigraph people. I think they will be taking pictures as well from the showing like they did last time. And so we will have all the pictures and material in Sign 14. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice initiative. And nice for having Kevin Mac participating. It might be very interesting.
Yeah, it was just a choice of coincidence, basically. I mean, we did this last year with them. They wanted to know what demos could be shown at SIGGRAPH last year, and so this basically was a a return of us organizing some, you know, getting the approval from the groups and the high quality movies that they need, because they have a huge, huge screen there, and they need HD, whatever silly specs movies, and
that's awesome, of course, which is impressing graphic people.
Yeah,
that's a good lineup of demos as well. It's nice to see UK All Stars in there as well. It's not very, I'd say, accessible, but it is, of course, it's pretty accessible.
It's
not one of the demos that people mention a lot, I think.
I don't know, I just like this Route 1066 so much because of the use of color and gray scale thing.
Personally, I love it. It's one of my favorites. Actually, it got a coup de coeur for me on, I probably pronounced it wrongly, but whatever. on Red for me, because I really like the street art style in demos. And the not using techno music route.
Right, so maybe we should play some music, what do you think?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Atrium here, or what do you think?
Yes, let's play the music of Atrium in the honor of Lammas again. It's a shame that he passed away, pretty out of the blue as well. So let's do that. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Zine Radio Show podcast, first one ever to be made. I'm here with Axel and Vincenzo, and I'm Oki, and we just talked about SIGGRAPH, and now we're going to talk about the demo parties, because it's summer, which is demo party season, as people call it.
Hell yeah!
Yes, there is quite some parties coming up, as this is being broadcasted at the end of this week. Assembly is coming up, of course. Assembly, how you pronounce it properly?
No idea.
All the Finns call it Assembly, I think, but I might be I have no idea. I think it's Assembly or Assembly. I don't know.
Or probably just Assembly.
It's Assembly with like ass. Ah. Oh, clever Finns. And it's interesting because with NV scene coming up and all the other stuff, maybe we can find out if Assembly is going to have to suffer under that. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, with everyone seeming to work on an NV scene entry, I mean, what was the rumors? 50 productions? 60 productions?
They handed out like so many of these demo kits that I think they're going to have like 80 productions in the end. If everybody delivers.
Do you want to sit in that in that compound?
I mean, in the end, there's only going to be like 13 people in the hall because nobody else can attend. But that's a whole different story.
But isn't it always like this? I mean, there's with Assembly or even Breakpoint, there are so many groups always saying, you know, we have something there, and then they're going to delay it because they cannot make it, and they're probably going to be having a bit of an effect on NV scene as well. I mean, probably some of those demos are not going to get finished, and as usual, right?
Yeah, probably, but then the whole demo kit thing is probably going to make it a bit heavier, because if you don't deliver now, you got free hardware.
And people are
going, it's a very interesting experiment to follow. I'm still not sure if I'm opposed or against, but the whole thing is very interesting as it is right now. First time in demo scene history that people got like stuff to make something.
Yeah.
Now you have to deliver. You could always back out, indeed, if you will. We're not done. We're going to release it at a later party.
Yeah, but probably, yeah, that's true. I mean, I would just wonder if there's going to be any consequence if you don't release anything, but you do have a kit. I mean, are you going to be headhunted?
I think that they explained it, that you can keep the kit. I mean, that's NVIDIA's own, risk, like giving out kits and then people not delivering a URL. But then they were going to publish a list of people participating.
Yeah.
So scapegoated for the whole scene that you didn't entry anything. But yeah, I'm really wondering if Assembly is going to suffer from this, because it used to be like, I think Assembly is the oldest party still in existence for now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I'm going out of a limb declaring this. There's probably now going to be a reaction from Finns that old party has been around since 1964. But
it'll be flamed, man.
I said, what? No, there's like this party has been much older. But no, but Assembly is very big, of course, next to Breakpoint, one of the biggest events of the year, usually.
So what do you think Fairlight is going to actually make it this time for having, you know, because they're always working on it in the last week or something. Do you think they're going to work on it more in advance this time?
I don't think they're going to work more on it, because they never do. Even when they're going to say, like, next time we're going to take 3 weeks, and they always work in a week anyway, I think.
It's hard, isn't it?
I don't know, does Fairlight participate in NV scene? Probably not, because...
I don't know. Maybe Pantaloon, if not Smash, but I mean, I think Smash is working on something for Assembly, I'm not sure, but...
I guess they will be working. I think it's a very Fairlight thing, that they go like, no, we're not going to do NV scene, we're going to just release at Assembly. But maybe they can win this year, because there's nobody else participating.
That was mean, wasn't it?
Okay, I'm sorry, Fairlight, you're really cool. I didn't mean it like that. No, but then you might see the TBL is now participating again at Assembly with the Kick-Ass Amiga demo. I mean, Fairlight is always unlucky like that, when they have something really cool and then somebody else has something mind-blowingly amazing.
I think everyone is really waiting for the one time that Fairlight is going to really get everything together, and, you know, get everything done with enough time to tweak it so it's really polished. And I think that when that moment comes, the demo will be really awesome. But
I still, I mean, for Assembly next year, I like the Fairlight demo much better than... because when it comes to Life Force, I loved it when I first saw it. But for me, it kind of lost appeal in the second and third showing, because it's so bombastically built up. And for me, it was just too... I don't know, it didn't really appeal to me. And I really love the Fairlight demo. Media Error?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, with the 3D graffiti, and it was all like music. It was really, really well done. And I had the same with track one, and they always have like something happens, and then they like second or third. They would deserve a first place, absolutely.
Yeah, I think at some point they would definitely have to win this, and I think that's Smash's goal at some point as well. Yeah, yes, what else have we got? We've got Evoke. Are you going?
I'm going to Evoke. I just booked my ticket, my train ticket, so we'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. Evoke is always a fun party to go to. It's small, but the Cologne scene is always doing a good job for filling in time, and they have a net label night again with people playing.
Right.
And I should be like really professional and have the playlist actually here, but no, I have to click two times on that to get it.
So yeah, but if anyone hearing this, if you're still considering to have a party in August, that would be Evoke on August 8th to the 10th.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's also Bünsli coming up 1 week later, on the 15th in Switzerland.
And you're going to Bünsli, right?
Yes, and I have to. I mean, I'm that close to the place, I cannot really not go.
Yeah, it's always you don't have an excuse, really.
Well, if it's just a 1 hour drive, you absolutely have to show up. I mean, it's always a cozy place, and you always see people who you haven't met for some time, and it's always a great place to meet people up again.
I still haven't been to Bünsli. I still never get around to go. It's the same with Assembly, actually. I've never went to Assembly, and every time I want to go, something comes up.
Right.
And with Bünsli as well, I really want to go 1 year because it seems to be really cool, and I haven't seen it yet.
Right.
But Switzerland is just a bit too far away from me, I guess.
How far is it from you to drive to?
I think it's I'm going out on a limb here because Ilo once went. I think he told me it was like a 6 or 7 hour train ride.
Right.
So it's just pretty much doable. But then there are days off from work and you know, the thing that you get with growing up and doing work and cannot go to parties anymore for the whole week. Seems to be really cool. And Unluck is a very great guy, so
yeah, absolutely.
Throwing that out as well.
So, are we going to play some? I mean, yes, definitely Alt Party. When is Alt Party? I mean, there's so much news about Alt Party. We simply have to discuss Front 2.
But then, because we're going to end with Alt Party, I first want to announce Demo Zone as well, which is actually after Alt Party. But then we can talk about Alt Party a bit more.
Okay.
I quickly say that the Demo Zone in Holland is back. After some string pulling, I'm still myself not really sure what happened, but Solenoid did a really good job in arranging something together with, I think it was a movie festival.
Spill some info.
Yeah, I'm now reading if, I got an email from Solenoid, but I'm reading if it's not all secret, but it's not. But it's 7th, 8th and 9th of November in Utrecht, which is the center of Holland and very accessible. And it's going to be called Demo Zone. Information is also on demozone.nl. It's going to have, of course, the music, graphics, 4K, 64K demo, wild animation, compo, everything. It's going to have Wi-Fi network. It's going to have provided breakfast. And it's going to be 100% demo scene party. And if you manage to get a flyer, you're gonna get a free beer as well, and
like,
there's no
for
much.
All days.
No, it's like one beer per flyer. We're still Dutch. We're not gonna give anything away for free that easily. But understand, there's the other information, location and stuff like that is I'm not still sure, but it's gonna be announced soon. But it's gonna be in November, and it's gonna be what I heard a really cool location and a really cool party.
Okay, interesting. So that you made it back with them, so
yeah, it's just fun to have Demo Zone, because Demo Zone used to be part of Camp Zone, which is a big LAN event in Holland on the campsite. And after the last time we had that was, I think it was Demo Zone 2006, we got treated so badly by the Camp Zone people, especially Camp Zone security, that the last day everybody said, well, screw this, we're never going back to Camp Zone. So it looked like the Demo Zone legacy was gone, but luckily it's back, and let's hope that it's going to be really cool.
And this time it's a standalone event then?
Yeah, it's a standalone event. It's in participation with a festival. I'm not really sure there's going to be more information about this at Evoke. And then during the coming weeks, we're going to have more information about it.
Smells like invitation production.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure about it. This is like very new. But the cool thing is that Utrecht, where it's held, is like really, really easy accessible from trains from Germany and the train from the airport. It's like really easy to get there. So we hope that foreign people will show up as well. Of course, we always have the legal weed card we can play. So come to Holland, it's gonna be awesome.
It's like, I'm totally high, man.
It's like, I was like, you can come to a devil party, Holland, far away. We got legal weed, dude. Oh, yeah. It's sad, but oh well.
Should work for most of the seniors, no?
Yeah, I guess. Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, okay, expect that.
Yeah,
let's go to Alt Party, because Alt Party is really cool, as you said.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much buzz about this regarding Front 242. I mean, this alone should already get the party sold out, probably.
Yeah, what they said. I mean, Front 242 playing at Alt Party, for people that haven't heard it yet, which would be weird, which is really good, really great. Front 242, of course, being like leading industrial band since the 80s. And then I read that they've never really heard about the demo scene before, until recently.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I mean, what is the reason they're actually staying for the whole weekend and just, you know, hanging out? And or I mean, it's quite, sounds kind of strange that, you know, a band that hasn't visited Finland at all is suddenly going to stay for a whole weekend just to hang out and look at the stuff. I mean, they must be really interested in this.
Yeah, they got like introduced to it. And then indeed their first gig in Finland, so all the Finn fans will be there on Friday as well, I guess.
Mm.
But indeed, they're going to stick around, what I read, and they even bought an Amiga to make something, which is, of course, absolutely awesome.
Okay.
And I heard from quite some people that they're already going, so this might be the busiest alt party ever.
Probably. How many people are actually usually there? Any idea about this?
I'm not really sure. I don't think, because it's, as it is, alternative party, they always have like different kind of competitions, and it's, as what I heard is, and no offense to the Finns, but a very Finnish kind of party with like weird competitions and the laid back Finn kind of way. And I think it's usually quite Finnish only smaller party, but yeah, with this, it might be very busy with people coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so too. Actually, I think we should get into the mood for Alt Party. What do you think? I mean,
yes, that seems like a very good idea.
We need to get back to Assembly 1993 for that, where Virtual Dreams ranked second with its 2-4-2 demo.
Yeah, which is Front 242 inspired. Absolutely. Inspired lots of those demos back then. So.
For the productions, there were only cool people involved with cool nicknames, you know? I mean, with Dr. Skull coding it and Papa Smurf doing the music, I mean, what can go wrong, really?
Yeah, that's like back when nicknames were, like, awesome.
Yeah.
In this day and age, people have, like abbreviations of their real names or like, kind of understandable, simple nicknames. But back then, you were indeed, like, Dr. Skull and Mr. Sax and... I mean, that from Bitrapers, Mr. Sax and Dr. Dick, I mean, those are the names. That's like,
yeah, I mean,
and you have, of course, the Amiga musician called Kurt Cool,
yep.
Which, in my opinion, is one of the coolest nicknames ever.
I mean, yeah, what can go wrong with such names back in the demo scene? I mean, that was really the badass season, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the good times. And now we get a message from Vincenzo saying the best nickname ever was John Wayne 257.
What the hell?
It didn't exist? Vincenzo, are you making this up? He didn't exist.
Vincenzo, with us here.
Ah, okay, it's a Hungarian singer called John Wayne 257. Fair enough. That's okay. Also pretty solid. Although
point with goes to Hungary then.
But 256 before him. And they all failed.
Yeah, they
it
were
was
not
the last one to stand tall.
Oh, we're messing it up badly, man.
Okay, well, now let's get to the music. It's Pop Smurf's music for 242, which is actually a 50 kilobyte big mod file from a long time ago.
Yeah, Vincenzo, hit the button, please, to save us.
with Axel and Aki.
We're back,
Zion Radio Show. Do we actually have an official name?
Well, no, but the thing is, everyone pronounces Zion always the wrong way. I mean, I've given up on this because usually, normally it would be pronounced Zine from the word magazine. But it was already, back then on the Amiga, it was the same problem. Everyone just called it Zion because everyone just thought it, you know.
That's a standalone word. So we call it, okay, we call it Zion. Zion Radio.
Yeah, I gave up on this. Just move ahead. Just go.
Zion Radio. So we're back. You just listened to some.
I'm just moving along.
All right. So we're back. You just listened to some good music, Zion Podcast. I'm here with Axel, Vincenzo, and me, Aki, discussing stuff in the demo scene. And we're now going to talk about some news. Or things that come up recently. Axel, you had some news?
Yeah, actually it depends on whether everyone made the deadline, because by now you should see the new website on BitPalas, which is named outreach.bitpalas.org. The dual feature, basically, it was something that Paul from 8-Bit came up with, that we were having the same issues, basically, because whenever I was contacting someone for an interview, be it SIGGRAPH people or whoever, they always want to know more info about the demo scene, and they want to read things, etc. And Twitter is not the place probably you want to point people to. And
Really.
That's like, we need explanations what a demo is, how they are done, you know, what a demo consists of, what an intro is, what a 4K is, etc. And that was the reason to put together a website that is dedicated to this, that basically gets the, you know, information from demo parties to a mainstream level, you know, or for normal people to understand what exactly a party is, what the competitions consist of, etc. And that's how the whole project got going for outreach.bitfellas.org.
It's kind of like a more extended version of demoscene.info.
Yeah, it can be regarded like this. I mean, it needs to be quickly accessible information, and that was also something that Zion was interested in as well, because we are basically having the same goal to reach people outside the demo scene as well. That was something that where we said, okay, we need to help as well regarding this, getting articles there from the Zion mag and all that. So, and I think H2O is he made the visuals for that, so that's looking really professional as well. Yeah, it should have launched actually with this podcast, so we'll see if that turns out well.
But they made it.
Yeah, so the pressure is on you now.
Yeah, we did our best. But okay, so it's a more accessible page. People can look up all the information.
Yeah,
is it going to be like gathered with pictures from Slangpung? Hopefully not.
Probably need to filter some.
Yes.
We'll see. But you will also find the information about SIGGRAPH we talked about earlier today, and that all the info will be there as well. So. And Paul did, and Alien and H2O did a really good job with this, and more people involved there, and so.
And that's curious. Paul is Evil Paul from 8-Bit, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, nice. So interesting. Find a website we can show our family members.
Yeah.
When they ask what the hell we're doing.
Your grandmother.
My mom already stumbled on Slangpung, so that was very awkward to explain.
Because
of me being drunk and stuff. So. Discriminating material in there.
Fail.
Ah, well, luckily she's very open-minded about it all. So yes, interesting. Everybody check it out. Outreach.bitfellas.org, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just repeating what you said.
Yeah, you can keep making this up, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm just going. So next, Demo Vibes. Wilby did something really awesome at a VIP party 2008 in France. He did a live version of his Demo Vibes thing. He has this thing called Demo Vibes. For people that don't know it, I can hardly understand that there are people that don't know it, but still, he does mixes, 80-minute mixes of demo scene music called Demo Vibes, which is really cool. He compiles all kinds of songs and makes CD-length mixes of them. And he did a live version together with a jam, who is now called Munov, I think.
Now you screwed up.
Yeah, I screwed up. I'm not like, look, and then
I'm not gonna help you there. You have to do this.
Munov. That's Munov. They did a mix set together, remixing old and new songs together at the VIP party, and they made a studio mix of that, which they released on the Demo Vibes website, which is www.demovibes.org. Which is really cool. They have like reinvented versions mixed together, and it's a very solid set, so I can really recommend everybody to download it and listen to it. Then Stage 7, the guy, I don't really know who he is, but he has this project called Intromission, where he made a mix with intro soundtracks. Oh, this is
going to be... Spain, apparently?
Right. He's from Spain. Oh yeah, thank you very much, Vincenzo. He's from Spain. He did a mix, 40 tracks in a non-stop 78-minute mix. And you can get that from http://intromission.stg7.net, which is also very nice. So there is all kinds of cool mix sets going around with demo scene music. You can put on your iPod, burn on CD, play in your car. And I say, as a bit of a teaser, although it's ready for download yet, but we can play some music from the Demo Vibes Live. We can play a little snippet from Demo Vibes Live as played at VIP 2008 party.
Excellent. As well, some last minute news that I can reveal as well is, which hasn't been announced yet, but I'm going to do this here, is one of the tracks for Sign 14 is going to be done by Will B. And so that's something to look forward to, probably to you. And yes, let's go with the Demo Vibes track.
Yes, some music. Starting Demo Vibes live, 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 live. We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Design Radio Podcast Show at Bitfellas. That doesn't have a name yet, but we'll make up something. And we just some music, and this is basically the end of our first show. Thank you very much for listening to us babbling. Us is me and Axel babbling about demos and stuff.
For babbling stupid bullshit, you mean?
Yeah, for talking away, chit-chatting about demo scene. If you have any suggestions, where should we go again, Axel?
To sign at bitfellas.org, you can email us suggestions, tracks you'd like to hear, topics you'd like to have discussed. Just throw anything that is not mud at us.
Yes,
and,
yes.
We'll go ahead and see what we can pick up for the next show. And
this is our first try.
Yeah, it's like
so we still have open for any suggestions.
We'll see if we can possibly improve on anything that we've done, and yes. See.
We hope. And we hope that you liked listening, and if you did like listening, you'll be back probably with more talk after assembly, probably with results and things that happened.
Yeah, that's to completely rip apart the assembly party and see what the productions turned out to be, and then we can discuss those. I think it would be pretty interesting to see if Fairlight made it.
Yes, if they actually finally won, because they would so deserve it. I'm so sorry, Fairlight, for insulting you before. I wasn't intending to really. I really liked your demos.
Not really, like just a bit, but like not really. And
but then at one point, I mean, Smash is gonna beat me up at the next demo party.
You deserve to be. So that's fine.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry. So okay. Thank you, Axel, for inviting me to do this. It's been good fun.
Thank you for hosting this, and then we'll thanks to Vincenzo for trying to, iron out all the mess that we've done, and we'll see. If we can get this any better next time, and also thanks for cutting this, and for Aiden for hosting Goodfellas, etc. And then we'll see each other again in the next podcast that should not be too far away after assembly.
No, I think maybe after assembly we'll be back talking about assembly and other stuff that might have happened in between. We have a sharp eye out on the demo scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And so speak to you soon, guys, and have a good rest of the evening. Bye.
Till later. Bye. Cue music.
I would like to play a little tune I just composed not too long ago.
Down with us.
Exception.
It's down with us.
Here.
down with us.
Parallax.
It's down with us.
Noise.
It's down with us. Down with us.
BTS.
It's down with us.
Whoring scene balance.
Is a fuck.
You're number one.
Won't beat them.
Watch out for that.
Axel and Aki.